Seth Nave, Extension Soybean Agronomist at the University of Minnesota.
Seth, kind of a two-part question to get things going here in the mid to latter part of September. First, I saw in the latest crop progress report, soybean harvest in Minnesota, I think 5, 6, 7% complete, somewhere in there. Obviously, we've had rain come through this week. We had rain earlier in the month. So first part of the question would be, with the little amount of harvesting that's been done, what have you heard? And then how is this rain going to impact soybean harvest, not just the delays, but other ways that it could affect things?
Well, I think the biggest issue is the delays. Our soybeans stand really well anymore. And, you know, some of the stuff that was a little ways from maturity was still a little green. You know, we could potentially, if it warms up, we could have a little bit more disease pressure in some of that as it kind of senesces, and we could get some Cercospora and some other things could kind of get in there a little bit. The stuff that is mature and just got rained on and was dry, I think we just need to let this thing pass. And if we can get out of it, it can dry pretty quickly and get in there. We shouldn't have a problem. It's, you know, soybeans are more susceptible to recurring wetting, drying cycles. We get more shattering, and then that also opens us up for more disease and problems like that. So I think just shut the rain off and let's get some sun and get back to it. I think that's the key. The depressing part for me was really that we had quite a bit of rain here a couple weeks ago, but we had really nice warm temperatures, unseasonably warm temperatures that really saved us and allowed us to dry out and get back and get into the field. But then, right as things were starting to mature, then bingo bango, we got rain.
Yeah, the expectation for Minnesota, a pretty good crop, it sounded like, for soybeans. And again, with just a few, probably a couple thousand, I don't know how many acres equates to the 6 or 7% complete on harvest. But from what you're hearing as far as yields and conditions in the field, what have you heard?
You know, I haven't heard a lot about yields. I think, you know, those early soybeans are always a little deceptive. We just don't, those aren't very good indicators of what the full season beans are, especially this year when we had quite a bit of the state had a little bit of dry weather in August, and those real early ones weren't able to take advantage of it. So, you know, I haven't really heard yields, but I wouldn't really take a lot of stock in it. I did hear that the soybeans were very dry, so which is what you'd expect after harvesting at 90-degree temperatures or 85 to 90-degree temperatures that we had last week. So those beans are not 5 and 6% anymore, but we got to get them dried back down before we get them harvested.
Any other considerations as farmers sit on the sidelines waiting for conditions to dry out again?
No, I think farmers are getting used to this. I do think, you know, in the old days, we used to have cool, dry September, Octobers, and just we have very different weather patterns now, and farmers are more used to dealing with this kind of on-again, off-again rain in the fall, and I think it's more common than it has been, but I think farmers are kind of getting used to it. They're just going to have to get in there and bite into it when they can, you know. But they're gonna have to probably start taking a look at some of the corn, and they might have to be willing to move back and forth with corn based on standability issues and things like that, and maturity and dry down in their soybeans versus the corn. So I think there's just, you know, farmers are just going to have to adapt and roll a little bit more with it this year.